Good morning. A clear and comfortably cool overnight across most of interior New York and New England. A few scattered clouds around this morning and one or two passing rain showers, mostly on the Tug Hill Plateau and across the Mohawk Valley and into the western Catskills. But most of this action will die out during the early morning hours today, and we'll be left with those scattered clouds making for a good-looking sunrise, and temperatures will respond nicely, climbing out of the 40s and 50s and back through the 60s and 70s by midday today. Afternoon highs will reach the lower to mid-80s with a good amount of sunshine to go along with low humidity. It'll be comfortable today as high pressure dominates from the Midwest through the Great Lakes and into the northeastern part of the country. That same high will dominate through a good chunk of the week, keeping the weather dry, and it looks like more sunshine tomorrow with highs back up into the mid-80s. Gradually, the humidity will creep back in from the south later in the week. Those warm temperatures will move back in as well, as highs will approach the upper 80s to around 90 on Thursday and Friday, and with the increasing humidity for both Saturday and Sunday, will introduce the chance for scattered to isolated showers and thunderstorms. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, in the interior west, daytime high temperatures will reach into the upper 90s to 100s. Temperatures in some localized areas in the desert southwest may reach into the mid-120-degree range. Excessive heat warnings are out for the southwest, as even without high humidity, it'll still be dangerously hot. Meanwhile, highs will reach almost to the 110-degree mark in central Nevada, with a heat advisory in effect there. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Waddington, United Kingdom, at 10:50 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Princeton Airport, Canada, at 6:07 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. There were 39 daily record highs set across the U.S. yesterday, most notably Perry Lake, Kansas. The 106-degree temperature breaks the old record set in 1989 by 7 degrees. There were three daily record lows at Circle Hot Springs, Alaska. It was 34 degrees, and this is 5 degrees colder than the old record set in 2001. At Mount Washington this morning, 110 miles visibility, clear skies, and 39 degrees with a northwest wind at 26 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 43 degrees. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 56 degrees, the dew point 52, 87% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.05 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 123 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 36 at West Yellowstone, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny, just a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the mid-80s. Boston mostly sunny in the upper 80s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the upper 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 84 degrees, the low, 58. The average temperature, 71, that's 1 degree below normal. No precipitation yesterday for the month, just 11 hundredths of an inch. That's 1.06 inches below normal. And 16.06 inches for the year, which is 3.68 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 6 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 93. That's 33 above normal. And 304 for the season, which is 96 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature at Albany today, 82 degrees. The average low, 61. The record high, 100 degrees, set in 1936. And the record low, 47 in 1963. Sunrise this morning was at 5:27 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:34 p.m. 15 hours and 7 minutes of daylight, a decrease of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today, warm, low humidity in the upper 70s to near 80. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today, warm with low humidity and highs in the mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. A passing shower this morning, then a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today, warm with low humidity and highs in the lower to mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, a mix of sun and clouds today, warm with low humidity and highs in the lower to mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny again, warm, and a bit more humid with highs in the mid-80s. More humidity on Thursday, still mostly sunny in the upper 80s. Right around 90 on Friday, very warm and humid with a mix of sun and clouds. Just an isolated shower or thunderstorm Saturday, otherwise partly sunny in the mid to upper 80s. Mid-80s Sunday, a slightly better chance at a few more showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny. And on Monday, a mix of sun and clouds, still the risk of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the lower to mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.